This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Indu Chuku. IIT Madras has been ranked top in the National Institutional Ranking Framework 2024 for Higher Education Institutes in the overall category. Indian Institute of Science, Bengaluru, has been placed second and IIT Bombay at third position in the overall category in India Rankings 2024, which was released yesterday by Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan in New Delhi. In the university category, the top three positions are held by Indian Institute of Science, Bengaluru, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi, and Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. IIT Madras got the first position in the engineering category, followed by IIT Delhi and IIT Bombay. The Indian Institute of Management, Ahmedabad, ranked top all institutes in the management category. Proving its supremacy in the medical category, AIIMS Delhi has clinched first position, followed by the Postgraduate Institute of Medical Education and Research, Chandigarh, and Christian Medical College, Vellore. The central government has invited 400 elected representatives, including women representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions, as special guests for the 78th Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort in New Delhi. Meanwhile, the Panchayati Raj Ministry is organizing a national workshop on women's leadership in panchayats in New Delhi tomorrow. The workshop will explore challenges and opportunities for women leaders in panchayats, showcase success stories, and discuss strategies for enchanting women's participation in local governance. All invited Panchayati Raj representatives will participate in this workshop. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Monday flagged off the Tiranga Yatra bike rally in Tawang, which was organized as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in commemoration of the 78th Independence Day. The rally started from Lemberdung and ended at Tawang War Memorial. As we celebrate the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, let us remember the sacrifices of our freedom fighters and the spirit of unity that binds us together. Let us celebrate our rich heritage and the essence of being Bharatiya, Khandu stated in a social media post. Textile and Handicrafts and Industries Minister Nyato Dukam exhorted the officers to embrace challenges rather than avoiding them. Chairing a comprehensive coordination meeting at Daporijo on Monday, Dukam urged the heads of departments to engage in innovative and collaborative problem-solving, stressing that the success of the district's development initiatives hinges on their dedication and transparency. The prime objective of the meeting was to review the progress and challenges faced by each department, enabling all four district MLAs to collectively address these issues and unlock the potential for growth and development in Upper Subansiri district. The Arunachal Pradesh Information Commission bade a warm farewell to State Chief Information Commissioner Rinchen Dorji on his retirement from the post on August 12. The retiring CIC suggested that the team of APIC to be sincere, punctual and dedicated to strengthen the functioning of APIC and wished all the members to maintain the work culture. APIC Registrar Taro Milje highlighted the significant achievements of the Commission under the leadership of Rinchen Dorji, including the successful introduction of hybrid mode of hearings and e-filings of appeals and complaints. State Information Commission, Dani Gambo and Koper Tale were also present at the function. Dumporijo MLA Rodha Bui inspected various flood-affected areas under his constituency and met the affected people. Recently, rain-triggered flood landslides damaged many private and public properties, including houses, bridges, road and paddy fields in several places in Dumporijo, causing hardship to public. Bui visited Barijo village where CC bridge was collapsed due to heavy flood. He also visited landslide hit house at Maro village and paddy fields at Barijo. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.